Hare Krishna. How is the spiritual knowledge awakened in the heart of a conditioned soul? You will see Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, all of them are gifting the greatest gift of the holy name. Like the Guru awards the holy name during Diksha. The Shastras say that the epitome of all knowledge is the chanting of the holy name. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnur Jangan Mangalam Amhasam. And all the sadhus are always chanting the holy name. Satatam Kirtayantomam. By chanting the holy name, the spiritual knowledge is awakened. A practical proof is how Dhruva Maharaj chanted the holy name and he became enlightened that the material commodities cannot give him any pleasure. Only Lord Krishna, Lord Vasudeva can offer him the unlimited bliss. Same way, Brahma, who was submerged in darkness in the dawn of creation, by chanting the holy name, he became awakened to the spiritual reality and he could see the Lord face to face. So the chanting of the holy name awakens spiritual knowledge. On the other hand, the material knowledge is an imposition on the mind. There are thousands of subjects on which millions of books are written all across the globe and people are studying them, cramming them, vomiting them, and all those literatures are considered to be superimposition on the mind. They are only burdensome to the mind because such profuse information only confuses and bewilders the living entity like a boat swept away by the wind in an ocean when it is not anchored. But the chanting of the holy name is like anchoring our mind to the shores of Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, when the spiritual knowledge is awakened through the chanting of the holy name, one feels a great sense of security and shelter and safety in Krishna's lotus feet. If that is so, then why should we distribute the spiritual literature? If chanting of the holy name can awaken, you know, complete spiritual knowledge, then why do we distribute spiritual literature? That we will discuss tomorrow. Harinam Prabhu ki.